Lying down.
That was brilliant. Yeah, we got a win. So made it even sweeter. But it was a great trip. A long trip back. So it's just a really long away trip. So I get back in Norway now and chat to you guys and be quite fresh. But this was a slightly longer flight. But everything else was very similar.
Just everything's 4 points and all that mattered. I suppose, you know, take any flight if you come up.
Well, from a footy point of view, yeah. We want to get a win. We managed to do that, but from a larger club point of view, it was outstanding what the club were able to achieve. And the whole experience for everyone who went across, not just players and administration and coaches, but our fans as well. It was the day was outstanding. Everything just flowed through. The ground was immaculate. Yeah, there's a lot of support there, so we couldn't ask for more. Yeah, travel to Perth now, that's an easy one. But look, a flight's a flight. You know, the boys are used to it and they're professionals, and so we got no complaints at all about having to travel that far. And you look at other sports, they do it all the time, so it's just something you get used to. You get used to maybe flying for an hour to Melbourne and finding out hard, well, that's no longer hard.
The attention and the atmosphere of the game had in this build-up, is it sort of like your guys catch up on the finals compared to the past 2 years of how this could be done for a big game?
Yeah, well, it was amazing. The feeling in the rooms, that there's some really nervous energy. The coaching group, playing group, you could feel our staff were really up and on edge. We tried to level that out before the game. You know, we felt that we could feel that sort of finals or, you know, almost grand final feeling. What's going on here? Why are we so nervous? But we managed to sort of level that, I think. A couple of national anthems played and the Port song played for the national anthem, which was brilliant.
In saying that, does this victory taste sweeter than the others at home in Australia?
Well, no, we get the same 4 points for it, but it was a really nice, satisfying win, and for everything that the club's done, I think some of, you know, Keith Thomas and the group, the administrators, the time they put in to make this work, that did make it sweeter for us that we were able to deliver, I guess, the final piece on top of what was a great event.
Funnily, you
get a
road trip as a start of the year, it's not a great road trip. How do you think you can prepare for Geelong and actually gain this experience so you do better at Geelong?
Yeah, well, it's a tough road trip no matter what. I mean, they're a fantastic football side, so that's the hardest part. The travel's not going to be hard at all, is it? You shoot down there and it'll feel like it's gone in a flash. But, you know, to win down there is a really tough road trip. There's no hiding from that. But we're playing some really good footy, and I think our players are confident. And we look forward to that. We'll have a nice freshen up now. You know, most of the guys are back in the country. There's a few that are still having a look for a couple of days because we've got, you know, a good 10 or 11 day break. So they'll freshen up and then we'll be ready to play a good game against Geelong.
How many guys do you still have over in Shanghai or Hong Kong or other parts of Asia then?
Look, I can't give you exact numbers, but I know there's three or four that stayed in Hong Kong for a day or two to have a look around. There's a couple that went and had a look at the Great Wall just, you know, for a day, which was a great experience. And there's a number that have come back via Melbourne that'll catch up with some family. And, you know, this is our bye weekend, so for them it's a good chance to have 2 or 3 days with family.
So when are they due back at the club then?
We'll have a training session back on Friday, so we'll get back into it, review, and then have a pretty solid session on Saturday because we've got a Thursday game. Everything's a little bit out of whack. But we'll just basically reschedule from that game backwards now. So we'll get two really good sessions in with the group.
Are you happy to have a Thursday game coming back from China? Would you prefer on Saturday to have that sort of 2 week break?
I'm feeling fresh. I think the players are happy to play. I mean, Thursday night, blockbuster. The boys like to play those big games. So there's no issue with playing on a Thursday.
And they're clean bill of health out of the game. No injuries or anything to report out of that match?
Yeah, not at this point. No, everyone pulled up really well. Because as a whole list, we've got a really healthy list at this point, which is great for us. It's given us some of that depth and some guys pushing up from underneath and keeping pressure on our guys who are in the team. So, and that's what you need to be successful. Any team that is performing well often has a pretty fit list. Yeah, well, hopefully that's some of the work we've done as a group. The fact that players now have a really, I think, sense of what we are and how we play, what the system is that we use, and to be a part of the team, you need to understand that and you have to play your role in that. I think that's what that does, is allow some of our players who they're not the top echelon players, but they're super players. They play a really important part in what we do. And so often, what comes with that is all of a sudden their form's better. It's probably not the individual's form being better at it, it's the conglomerate, it's the whole team working together, and that's a really powerful thing. And if you get the guys and keep them there, then they'll keep performing well.
Said that it's nice to see the Carl Anglons, Archies of the world,
Carl Anglon might likely not go in the top echelon of the club. It's fantastic to see those guys, playing some really good footy. I thought Carl was outstanding on the weekend, and Arch to come in and play the way he did. He got his opportunity, we gave it to him on form, so he deserved his spot. Probably a bit stiff for Youngie, who was playing his role each week, but we just felt we had to get Arch in and give him an opportunity, and he did that. From the whole trip? We had a discussion about it afterwards, and there wasn't a lot that we would go, we've got to change this. We had two really good sessions over there, so we went over reasonably early. I think that benefited us coming into the game, because it did take a day or two just to get yourself settled. Talking to the players, they enjoy having the two sessions and the captain's run where we can take it a little bit easier. And they got used to the ground and where we were playing, so there's not a lot to change. Maybe my flight back might go a little further up there in front of the plane.
Up there with Rooch.
Up next to you, Rooch. Yeah, that would have been great. You and Ken sitting up there. You look fresh too, by the way.
Is everyone happy with the number of supporters that made the trip?
Yeah, and the number of supporters, I mean, at the hotel, when we arrived, people all around in the streets, cheering us on. You can see the black and the white and the teal, they were out and about in force. And there were people talking about our supporters over there as well, saying, well, geez, we saw a lot of people at this area. But even when we got off the bus, as I said, 2 hours prior to the game, they're queued up, lined up, cheering the guys in. I think that's what lifted the whole vibe. And, we were really on edge pre-game, trying to sort of bring ourselves back, because we had such good support over there. So we couldn't ask for more unless we build the stadium bigger. And then I'm sure we will get more if we do that.
Hey, it wouldn't be a Port Adelaide presser if we didn't ask a question about Robbie Gray. Obviously, a bit of talk last week about his calves and obviously his groins. How did he pull up after the game? And confident he'll be rock for Geelong next week.
Yeah, Robbie pulled up well. He's actually in a good space. There's a lot of talk about Robbie's sore and Robbie's this. Robbie doesn't walk that straight normally. Like, Robbie's a bit of a cowboy walker. He's all good. He's playing some good footy for us. Sits down in our forward line at the moment, and it's allowing us to keep him down there, and he's really dangerous. So he had a fantastic defender on him too, who played a solid game. So we're really happy where Robbie's at. We obviously have to manage, some of our older players when they get to that point, and Robbie's one of those guys that we're just going to manage through, make sure he's right each week. He'll get a good spell now for a little bit of an extra break and come back fresh.
Definitely
going against the Olympics. Next year, you're on the world stage, and you played against the Gold Coast team, who you just dismantled. Maybe mentally, they were or weren't there. That's up for debate. Now you're tackling Geelong, who sit 3 to the last couple. They'll be pretty fierce. Yeah, we're stepping up. Geelong are obviously a fantastic outfit, and we're going and playing them at a ground that's very hard to win at. So the only letdown will be if we don't come to form, and we won't win. So we know we've got to bring our game, and I'm sure if we bring it, then we'll give ourselves a chance.
On the way over, you said some plays over earlier, the taller guys said that they could have some extra recovery time. Coming back, what's the impact on the boys? How long extra will it take for them to recover?
I'm not an expert in that area. But look, I'd say I'd say the bye is going to be, it's something that you'd almost, you'd just have to have after a trip like that. It'd be a challenge now to get up for a Friday night game or, you know, even into a Saturday game. So I think they'll just benefit from the bye. I don't know exactly what the time frame will be.
How do you reckon that could impact you later in the season? The bye's a couple of weeks earlier than all the other teams, so come around 22, 23, you might have played three or four games more leading into the finals. Do you think that will have an impact at all?
No, I don't think so. I think from our point of view, we'll look at managing things coming into that area as well. By no means does every player have to play every game. You know, if you've got the list that we have at the moment, which is, you know, a really fit list, then you're in positions. You've seen some of the teams that are playing really good footy at the top of the table. They've done it in the past. It'd be nice. It'd be a really nice bonus for us to have that. You know, if we can get to that position, but we've got to win the week coming up, don't we?
Drag this presser out so Nixie doesn't get the ball
to bed. I'm going home for a three-year-old's birthday party, putting sausage rolls in the oven, so I'm not going to bed.
Today?
Cool.
Yeah, right now.
Goodness.
10:30, I think. Alright,
you better get home.
Thanks,
thank
you. Well done.
Cheers,
mate.
Thanks, guys.